our humble abode. My wife encourages me to spend as much time in the garden as possible for the sake of my health.
My dear, I think our guest is tired after her journey.
And I plan many improvements, of course. I intend to throw out a bough and plant a lime walk. Oh, yes, I flatter myself that any young lady would be happy to be the mistress of such a house.
We shan't be disturbed here. This parlour is for my own particular use. Oh, Lizzie, it's such a pleasure to run my own home.
Charlotte, come here.
What's happened?
Charlotte?
Has the pig escaped again? Oh, it's Lady Catherine. Come and see Lizzie.
Great news. Great news. We've received an invitation to visit Rosings this evening from Lady Catherine de Bourgh.
How wonderful.
Do not make yourself uneasy, my dear cousin, about your apparel.
Just put on whatever you've brought that's best.
Lady Catherine's never been averse to the truly humble.
One of the most extraordinary sights in all of Europe, is it not? The glazing alone costs upwards of £20,000. Come along. Come along.
I think it's a little later we'll play cards.
Your ladyship.
Ah.
Mr. Berg.
So you are Elizabeth Bennet?
I am, your ladyship.
Hmm. This is my daughter.
It's very kind of you to
ask
us that,
Lady Catherine. Rather alone cost upwards of £300.
Mr. Darcy? What are you doing here?
Mr. Darcy, I had no idea we had the honour.
Miss Elizabeth, I'm a guest here.
You know my nephew?
Yes, ma'am. I had the pleasure of meeting your nephew in Hertfordshire.
Colonel Fitzwilliam, how do you do?
Mr. Collins, you can't sit next to your wife. Move. Over there.
I trust your family is in good health, Miss Elizabeth.
They are, thank you. My eldest sister is currently in London. Perhaps you happen to see her there.
I haven't been fortunate enough, no.
You play the pianoforte, Miss Bennet?
A little, ma'am, and very poorly.
Oh. Do you draw?
No, not at all.
Your sisters, do they draw?
Not one.
It's very strange. I suppose you had no opportunity. Your mother should have taken you to town every spring for the benefit of the masters.
I'm sure my mother wouldn't have minded, but my father hates town.
Has your governess left you?
We never had a governess.
No governess? Five daughters brought up at home without a governess. I never heard such a thing. Your mother must have been quite a slave to your education.
Not at all, Lady Catherine.
Your younger sisters, are they out in society?
Yes, ma'am, all.
All? But all five out at once? Oh, that's very odd. And you only the second. The younger ones out before the elders are married. Your youngest sisters must be very young.
Yes, my youngest is not 16. But I think it would be very hard on younger sisters not to have their share of amusement because the elder is still unmarried. It would hardly encourage sisterly affection.
Upon my word, you give your opinion very decidedly for so young a person. Pray, what is your age?
With three younger sisters grown up, your ladyship can hardly expect me to own to it.
Come, Miss Bennet, and play for us.
No, I beg you.
For music is my delight.